Welcome to the NCO Journal podcast. I'm Sergeant Joni Jackson. Today we're here to discuss the United States Army Sergeant's Major Academy, or USASMA's accreditation through the Higher Learning Commission, the self-preparation process for the Academy, and what's next for the NCO Leadership Center of Excellence. I'm joined with subject matter expert Mr. William Backscheider, USASMA students Army Master Sergeant Nicholas Beecham, Marine First Sergeant Victor Mancini, Warrant Officer Marco Chinella with the International Military Student Office at USASMA, and also the USASMA Commandant, Command Sergeant Major Jimmy Sellers. Mr. Backscheider, would you describe what this accreditation means for USASMA?
It's a monumental achievement that soldiers are getting credit towards a degree plan for work they are already doing. A few credit hours that you can garner from an ACE review or accreditation of your coursework, now you're saying through a college, which is Command and General Staff College, hey, we have a degree program that is approved by the Higher Learning Commission. It is a degree program, and the Higher Learning Commission recognizes that 47 undergraduate credit hours within the Sergeant Major course content is worthy of a particular type of degree. Right now, a student going through the Sergeant Major course, starting with Class 69, will not have to rely on ACE credits, because ACE, when ACE was coming down and looking at the Sergeant Major Academy, they were recognizing a possible credits within our course. So the piece about looking at just how many credits could be awarded for a degree is no longer a consideration. It's Higher Learning Commission has awarded a degree program. That's how we're able to get 47 credits as compared to years past where we'd be somewhere around 12 or so. So we're accredited to offer a degree program through CGSC rather than just getting a few ACE credits.
Well, how can an enlisted soldier prepare for USASMA at an early stage?
If they're pursuing the Bachelor's of Arts in Leadership and Workforce Development, they can simply go into their education center and say, I'd like to pursue this degree program. And since it is a recognized degree program, that education counselor on the installation should be able to say, hey, these are your general education requirements that you'll need to fulfill, like any other type of degree program. These are the number of electives that you have to work on. Here's some core content that you have to work on. So they can keep their focus the whole time. If they do attend the Sergeant Major Academy and they graduate, they will receive a transcript. And that transcript, as of Class 69, will have 47 credit hours on it for students graduating the Sergeant Major course. So he or she could take those 47 credit hours and apply them towards a different degree program if they so desire, not necessarily the Bachelor's of Arts in Leadership Workforce Development.
Thank you, Mr. Backscheider, for explaining the preparation process. Next, we have our first USASMA student, Army Master Sergeant Nicholas Beecham. Master Sergeant, can you tell me how it feels to be a part of the first graduating class to obtain a degree through the Academy?
By having the opportunity to earn a Bachelor of Arts degree in Leadership and Workforce Development, I knew it would provide the added value to my ability to lead and inspire through example. I knew that having previous leadership experience coupled with a competitive skill set in the workforce development would improve our readiness and lethality on and off the battlefield.
What advice would you give the master sergeants who are looking to rush to get the college credit hours?
If you come here and you didn't do a lot of college previous, don't be discouraged if you're behind, because there's going to be some students in the class that are pursuing their master's degree, and then there's going to be some students that only have 3 credits. Biggest thing is to understand that while you're here, there isn't enough time and resources here at the Academy to complete your general education requirements towards the LWD degree. Take full advantage of the CLEP, the college level examination program, and the DSST exams, because they'll provide an excellent opportunity to take advantage of those requirements at an accelerated pace, but also with no additional cost because the exams are free. Also, just taking advantage of the credits you'll get towards your official evaluation from the Joint Service Transcript, your JST.
To know, what stuck out to you most, like one piece of knowledge that you gained from the school that you're going to take with you throughout the rest of your career?
What I gained the most from this was the confidence to continue that lifelong learning, pursuing education. I didn't have a lot of civilian education prior to this course, but after leaving here, now I have the confidence and the know-how to, you know, continue to tackle those education requirements and pursue the next level of education, but also take that back to my soldiers so that I can inspire them and motivate them to start early in their career and take advantage of, you know, those education benefits at each one of those, they can set goals and create milestones to achieve along the way so that they ultimately leave the service with their Bachelor of Arts in Leadership and Workforce Development.
Thank you so much for speaking with me, and I really do appreciate it. And congratulations on completing. Up next, we have Marine First Sergeant Victor Mancini. First Sergeant, what is it like for you to attend USASMA as a Marine?
So just coming to this course, the selection process for me, only three Marines were selected to come here, so it was an honor just to attend this academy. And then I show up and they offer me this opportunity to possibly graduate with a degree, and it was almost like a weight lifted off my chest. It has been my goal to finish before I retire with a bachelor's degree so that my kids can use that for their education.
All right, First Sergeant, so another question for you. You said that there were three Marines that went through this course, so what would you say to fellow Marines to take advantage of this program if they also get the opportunity?
We've already reached back, and in fact, there's six Marines coming to the next course, and part of it is because of this program that's being started, they reached back out, and they got more interest, and some of the Marines have already contacted me that are coming to the next course, and I filled them in on, you know, what they should do. One I talked to has an associate's degree, and was asking me about the programs, and I was telling him, you know, to take full advantage of it. I'm looking forward to going back to the fleet and the Marine Corps and just representing and being that example to show other Marines it's possible to go through this course. It's out here, and you can get your master or bachelor's while you're here.
Thank you so much, First Sergeant, for joining me. Next, Warrant Officer Marco Chinella. What was this experience like for you as an international official attending the United States Army Sergeant's Major Academy?
I share the same excitement of my colleagues, actually, and I'm definitely honored and proud to be here. Honored and proud also to represent all the internationals that join and attend this course this year. We are the first, so I'm definitely also proud to be the first Italian to graduate with a Bachelor of Arts in Leadership and Workforce Development. So definitely I share the same excitement and pride and honor to actually achieve during this year.
Okay, sir, do you feel like your experience was different because you're Italian Forces? Can you explain the difference between what you would have learned there and then here at USASMA?
The difference was actually the possibility to touch with hands, I would say, the U.S. Army doctrine. So we collaborate a lot in our joint operation, joint training, overseas during deployment. Here and having this perspective and this awareness of what U.S. Army does for NCOs, it made a difference, actually. It was a difference for me. This is something that I will keep as an experience that I will try, actually, to share with my Army, the importance of education, the role of education in the Army, especially for NCO. And there's no education without training, as there's no training without education. So I really believe, and I truly believe, that actually education complete training, which is fundamental for us as senior leader, as an example for forces. That's mainly my takeaway from the experience. Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
To close out, we have USASMA Commandant, Command Sergeant Major Jimmy Sellers. So this is the first of many to obtain their bachelor's coming up. What can you expect to see in the future for the NCO Leader Center of Excellence, Sergeant Major?
The first thing we got to take a look at is that this degree is very important because of it's accredited under the Higher and Learning Commission, regional accreditation, which, you know, most colleges and universities, like Mr. Backshard alluded to, accepts a regional accreditation degree. So if it's regionally accredited, you know, any one of our NCOs that's graduating with this degree can go on to the next higher level education and continue to pursue their master's degree from pretty much any college or university that they choose to. So I think that's very important for our soldiers to know that, you know, as they work their way up through their ranks and attain the rank of Sergeant Major by coming to this course, that the regional accredited degree is something that we really want to look forward to and that we continue to strive to make sure that our soldiers have the best quality of education out there.
Okay, wonderful. And I have one more question for you. What type of growth are you expecting from the U.S. Army?
As we look at it, we really got to take a comprehensive look at our entire NCO professional development system, the entire continuum. I think the team, now that this one accreditation is out of the way and that we kind of got it solidified, the next thing we'll start taking a look at is our courses, our DOCs, and start awarding soldiers college credit for the DOC completions. And then the next step after that would be to take a good comprehensive look at our Sergeant Major Distant Learning course to make sure that soldiers that attend our DLC or our DL version of the Sergeant Major course also receive the appropriate amount of credit for what they do inside of that course. So that can kind of cascade down, as I like to talk about a lot, down to the lowest levels of PME, so that when soldiers are attending the AIT, the CMLS course, and the advanced course, and our master's course, the entire NCO PDF continuum, they're getting awarded college credit at the appropriate level. I mean, one of the things I'd like to mention really is that, you know, this class would graduate with about 105 that would be conferred with their bachelor's degree. And I think that's well over by 90% of what we originally thought. Out of the 214 that enrolled into the course originally, that leaves about 109 starting majors that will end up going back and probably finish them within 1 to 3 classes before they come back to us and say, I finished my degree requirements. And now I'm ready to be awarded my degree as well. So I think that this not only offers the opportunity to continue their education while they're in the SAR major course, but once they go back to their organization, they have about, you know, anywhere from 1 to 2 courses to attend and then complete that and then also be awarded the degree. I'm not forecasting or predicting anything, but I think by the end of this year, beginning of next year, all 214 will probably come back to us and say they finished and they graduated the course with a BA and maybe said workforce development. That's a huge accomplishment for our Army.
Thank you so much, Command Sergeant Major, for your words of vision and insight. As USASMA's Commandant, Command Sergeant Major Seller, stated, the Army continues to strive for the best quality of education. And because of that, 105 students earned their Bachelor's of Arts in Leadership and Workforce Development at the United States Army Sergeant's Major Academy. We thank you all for joining us and being a part of the NCO Journal podcast. And as this group of gentlemen of Class 69 leaves you with a strong message,
we are the first.
They will certainly not be the last. Follow us on Facebook.com/NCOJournal and on Twitter at NCO Journal. And you can always put your knowledge to print by submitting and get published via NCO Journal. Until next time, I'm Sergeant Joni Jackson.